Hey, baby. How was your day? Meh, I'm all right. I kind of had a crappy day at work, but coming home and seeing you makes it all better. Oh my god, that's super cheesy, isn't it? But I stand by my statement. What are you doing right now? You want to watch a movie with me? I would very much enjoy some cuddle time on the couch with you. Cool. What sounds good? I was sort of thinking of an 80s comedy. I guess I'm in a cheesy mood. Cheesy movies are a perfect antidote to a crappy day. Well, along with cuddling with you, of course. Okay, let me pop some popcorn and you find a movie. Hey, scooch over. There's no room for me. You want me to sit on your legs? Alright, do you want to be the big spoon or the little spoon? Okay, I'll let you cuddle me for a change. Do you want me to lean back and put my head on your chest? Okay, that feels good. I love having my head on your chest. I think I can hear your stomach gurgling too. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I'll be more serious. I do love having my head on your chest, though. Feeling you breathe. Having your arms wrapped around me. I actually feel really comforted right now, which is nice. Oh, yeah. I love it when you play with my hair and massage my scalp. Oh, man. I totally just got shivers down my spine when you did that. When you grazed my neck. Yeah, that feels good. Running your fingertips lightly through my hair, down over my ears, down my neck. Oh, it's like this immediate relaxing sensation. You know when people talk about their stress melting away? Oh, this is the feeling they're talking about. Thank you for taking good care of me. Seriously. You take such good care of me. It's like you always know what I need. Even when I don't. You make me feel so comfortable. And you don't judge me. Well, you do judge my movie choices. Oh, but I feel safe. I feel safe being vulnerable with you. Yeah. You know, sometimes I feel anxiety about opening up to you about things, but you just accept me as I am. Then I can be myself with you. You just have no idea what an incredibly special feeling that is for me. I know I use humor a lot to deflect and to cover my awkwardness sometimes, but I don't think I've ever felt this way before with anyone. Pretty much every single day, I tell myself how lucky I am to have you. Really? Wow. No, it's fine. I had no idea that you felt the same way. It sounds silly, but I just didn't think about it. I also have never had anyone tell me that before. No, I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself. I never thought this kind of relationship was real. You know what I mean? I'm not saying my previous relationships were bad, it's just that they weren't like this. I always kind of felt like I had to hide parts of myself or wall up things that were not cool, I guess. I've just never felt comfortable just being me. So, thank you for saying that. I think I want to tell you something. I've been kind of thinking about saying it for a while, but I guess I was worried about your reaction. Like, maybe you wouldn't feel the same way, but I love you. I love you so much. It's so awesome hearing you say that. This crappy day has turned into an amazing night. I love you. I think I kind of like being the little spoon. Okay, let's get our 80s on.